And leading the news this morning, US prosecutors have charged a man with trying to explode a car bomb in New York's Times Square. 30-year-old Faisal Shahzad is a US citizen of Pakistani origin. He told prosecutors that he received bomb-making training in Pakistan. Authorities in Pakistan say they've also detained a second man in connection with the bombings. Five people remain in hospital after a train crash in Melbourne's Outer North last night. A passenger train ran into a freight train near Craigieburn Station shortly after 8:30. The driver suffered head injuries when the front window of the passenger train was blown out, and four commuters were taken to hospital with suspected spinal injuries. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, will face off with some of the biggest mining companies in Perth today to discuss the new resources tax. Some companies, though, they'll be forced to scrap projects if the government presses ahead with a 40% super profits tax. In the UK, party leaders are embarking on a frantic last-minute round of campaigning as Britons prepare for the country's general election. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he'll take full responsibility if his Labour Party loses Thursday's vote. Polls show Labour is heading for defeat after 13 years in office. And Thailand's anti-government protesters have agreed to take part in the Prime Minister's reconciliation process. But the red shirts say they want to see more detail before they abandon their two-month sit-in in central Bangkok.